Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello, and welcome to today's edition of Cross Encounters. Recently, I had the opportunity to listen to Pink Floyd's The Wall album. I had not heard it for many years now, but it was a wonderful pleasure to get reacquainted with this magnificent piece of music. For those who are not familiar with it, it paints a very bleak and dark picture of our existence. Songs like Is Anybody Out There?, Comfortably Numb, and The Trial describe just how futile and utterly without meaning, hope, and purpose life can be. Everything from education to human sexuality and to politics is unmasked as pointless and only a scam. When I was younger, this feeling encapsulated my view of life. It appeared to me that our lives were a mindless parade of days, lived out with no purpose, as we went to our unsatisfying jobs, returned home to our families, who seldom respected us, and played games that were just that, games. And when we died, we would be quickly forgotten, because we really hadn't accomplished anything. Certainly nothing that would last for any length of time. Yeah, you guessed it. I was a real cheery guy to hang around with. However, I hope you noticed that this description was in the past tense. For when I was at my lowest point, thinking that life wasn't even worth living, the wonderful message of Easter was revealed to me. I heard a preacher talk about the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, how it was true, and how the historical evidence backed up the Christian claim that Jesus really did conquer death. This message, that Jesus is alive, changed everything. Now, life has purpose. Because God loves me and He has demonstrated His love for me in such a marvelous way, then I am free to show that kind of selfless love to my family and to my friends and to my neighbors. Because God has forgiven me all that I have done wrong, then I too can forgive the wrongs that others do to me. Because Jesus died and rose for me, then I truly am important to God, even if I'm not important to anyone else. And if Jesus did this for everyone, and He did, then they too are important. This life is transformed from mere existence to real life. And when this life ends, I don't need to fear what comes next, because Jesus has conquered death. And He promises that all who believe in Him will also conquer death and live with Him forever. The resurrection of Jesus, it changes everything. And it has practical implications for the way we live our lives every minute of every day. His resurrection dispels darkness. His resurrection forgives sin. His resurrection forgives our feelings of guilt. His resurrection quiets our troubled consciences, and it removes our fear of death. It gives us peace and tranquility in the midst of conflict and confusion. It replaces despair with hope, and it gives life in place of death. Yeah, I love Pink Floyd, and the picture they paint of life without Christ is spot on. But if you're tired of banging your head against the wall, then take heart in that great Easter greeting of the church. Christ has risen. He is risen indeed. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious Father, help us to see that our lives are not hopeless, but that through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we have hope now and forever. And it's in His name we ask this. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.